This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply. Tracy Mosher is the development coordinator for Wildlife Safari. What's going on today?
Hey, not a lot today, but tomorrow we have some pretty cool stuff happening at the park.
So what are you doing?
So tomorrow night is our adults-only 21 and older Zoo Booze and Brews event sponsored by Say Yes to the DJ, Brook Communications, and the News Review. It should be really fun.
So what's going to be going on tomorrow night?
So it's from 7 to 10, and there's a whole bunch of stuff. Our staff's been working really hard setting up a spooky, kind of haunted walkthrough area in our village. But there's going to be a costume contest, some nighttime lion feeds and other animal feeds. Like, we're going to be able to watch our gators eat dinner, which is pretty fun. And we're also going to have some local wineries and breweries there pouring some of their elixirs for us.
I'm just trying to think about the watching the gators eat. Just that thought makes me nervous.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. They're really strong. Those jaws of theirs, it's pretty fun to watch.
Wow. How many of those do you have?
We have two. Jabba and Bayou are their names.
Wow. So what else is going on over the course of the evening?
So besides that, we're going to have, like I said, Say Yes to the DJ is going to be there. So he'll be providing music so you can do dancing. We're going to have some food available, and it's just going to be a really fun night.
And how much work went into all this decorating?
It's been about a couple weeks now that they've been decorating the village area and the walkthrough area. Just in the past week, we've had to kind of close it off from people to do that. Since it is an adult-only event, we want to make it pretty creepy. And so it's hard to do that with kids walking around. So we've had to kind of section it off for a little bit. But we've been super creative getting it ready, and it's going to be so fun. Tickets for that event are going to be $15. And you do need a ticket to be able to buy any drink tickets or lion feed tickets. But all those tickets are on sale on our website at wildlifesafari.net.
And this isn't the first year you've done this, right?
No, we didn't do it last year with COVID. We just decided maybe we shouldn't do that event. People tend to get kind of close together in the haunted area. So we decided to skip it last year, but we did it in 2019 and people had a really good time.
Neat. And so it's going to keep you guys busy tomorrow.
Yeah, very busy. Mostly in the evening, though.
And so what time does it start again?
7 o'clock, and it goes till about 10 p.m.
And where do people get tickets again?
On our website at wildlifesafari.net, or you can call and purchase them over the phone or in person.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, and it is the time of the year for it. Now, you've got some other things coming up for too long, too, right?
Yeah. So if you're looking for more of a family event, not so scary night, the next weekend, October 22nd and 23rd, so Friday and Saturday, we're doing Safari After Dark presented by Umpqua Health, which is kind of our family-friendly Halloween adventure through our drive-through.
Neat. And tickets already available for that, too?
Yeah. So tickets are online on our event page on our website. And they are $10 if you're not a member of the park. But if you are, you get a discount at $7 a ticket. And we always want to encourage people for this one to bring your spotlights to spotlight some of the animals, because it is a nighttime drive-through. So
what do the animals think of being spotlighted?
They don't seem to really mind it at all, but it is kind of fun for people to kind of see what they're doing in the dark.
Interesting. And because, of course, normally you aren't open once it's dark.
Correct. Yeah. Some of the animals, like the rhinos, tend to wander around at night, and, you know, being gray and all, they do blend in. So sometimes you turn a corner with your headlights and, oh, there's a rhino in the road. So this way with the spotlights, and we'll have some staff scattered throughout the park, kind of monitoring everything, making sure that both the people and the animals are safe. But they'll have spotlights too. So a lot of times you'll see something that you didn't even know was there because a staff member is shining a light on it. So that's pretty cool.
Well, it seems like you guys are always changing up things. When I was out there for Umpqua Strong a couple weekends ago, things look different than the last time I've been there. It's always kind of a unique experience.
Yeah, we really strive to bring something new and different to the community every year. And we've made a lot of improvements, even just with the infrastructure at the park. Our new sidewalks, new paved areas, a couple new buildings. Our camel booth is pretty new. And we're always trying to make some improvements. And our next big project is a new giraffe barn. So we're excited about that.
And do you have any idea when that will take place?
Not till 2022. It probably won't be ready until winter of 2022.
Wow, a lot going on at Wildlife Safari. Anything else people ought to know?
Yeah, sure. So the Safari After Dark event is from 5 to 8 p.m. So keep that in mind if you want to head out for the evening. And then we also have a turkey trot happening on Thanksgiving morning, which is something we do every year, a little fun run, 5K for families to come out. You can walk or run. And it's a fun way to kind of interact with our animals, see the park in a different way. And we do actually take people through our cheetah drive-through area on foot, which can be really fun to kind of see those animals closer up.
And you also are given an opportunity to mitigate your consumption later in the day.
Absolutely. It always, I think, helps to, you know, make some room in the morning for what's coming up in the afternoon.
There you go. Just a thought.
Yeah.
Again, give folks the information they need for tomorrow night.
So for tomorrow, for Zoo Booze and Brews, event is 7 to 10 p.m. Tickets are $15 each. It's 21 and older. And you can buy those tickets online at wildlifesafari.net.
All right, Tracy Mosher, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:38 at the Morning Report.